Hi everyone, I want to read a story and I like it, and story's name's Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. Joe Cross was fat, sick, and nearly dead. He was a successful businessman with lots of money, but his body was falling apart. He was very overweight, his energy was terrible, and he had a rare disease called urticaria. This disease caused him to have painful rashes all over his body after suffering with many health problems for years. He had enough. Every day he took many types of medicine for his health problems. He reached his limit and couldn't take it anymore. He was tired of being fat, he was tired of being sick, and he didn't want to die. He looked bad, and more importantly, he felt bad. He wanted to feel healthy again, so he decided to take a drastic action. He decided to go on a 2-month juice fast. He ate no food and only drank fresh fruit and vegetables juice for 60 days. This decision transformed his life and the lives and the lives of many people he met along the way. Joe is an Australian, but he decided to do his juice fast in America. Joe loved America and all the greasy, fatty, delicious American food. He knew that temptation would be everywhere, but he wanted the challenge. Joe decided to travel around America during his fast and talk to Americans about food and juice fasting. He wanted to share his experience, so he brought a cameraman with him and made a movie called Fat, Thick, and Gnarly Dead. After a short time, Joe began losing weight and feeling great. He took his juice machine with him on the road, making juice out of the back of his car. Along the way, Joe stopped and talked to people about what they were eating. Joe and them about his juice fast. Some people thought he was crazy, but most people liked talking to him. Joe was a kind of guy that made friends wherever he went. He didn't judge people or tell them they were eating wrong. He just talked to them about what he was doing and how he was feeling healthier from drinking juice. Americans love junk food. Most of the people Joe talked to knew that these junk foods were slowly killing them, but he had no hope. They knew it wasn't healthy, but they were just addicted to the fat, addicted to the sugar, and addicted to the salt. Many of them said they didn't accept to live long, but this was their way of life. They knew that the way they were eating was unhealthy, but they felt powerless to change. Joe understood how these people felt. Most Americans need to eat more nutrition foods. But food isn't just nutrition. Food is culture. Food is a big part of how we live or lives. We start our day with food. We take a break in the middle of the day and eat at our jobs. And then we go home and eat again, and of course, we don't just eat to live. Some people eat to relax, other people eat to feel better when they are sad, and most people eat to celebrate. Food is a big part of parties, holidays, and festivals. Most importantly, food is something we share with our friends and family, with the people we love. Food is so much a part of culture, it's hard for people to make big changes. Not everyone Joe met felt powerless. He met some people that were also ready to change your food and change your lives. Okay, finish my story and goodbye.